107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is always a pleasure to check in with Martin Ritsma. He wears many hats in our community, and we're talking about the Stratford End District Agricultural Society and so much more this morning. Martin Ritsma joins us. Martin, it's good to see you.
It's lovely to be in the studio, and it's a beautiful morning, and it's lovely to talk about beautiful things.
All right, especially the farmer's market. We remind folks with Stratford End District Agricultural Society, farmer's markets continue Saturdays.
Absolutely. And I, you know, just take us back through this pandemic piece. We were shuttered in March of 2020. And then it was like Christmas morning. We opened May 17, 2020 with an outside market. And that was the beginning of us reopening market and then eventually going back inside. We've been inside, and now we're doing the reopening again on May the 7th.
All right. So we look forward to that. And there's been some specials going on with the Mother's Day box and the breakfast box that has been available with Stratford End District Agricultural Society and Farmers Market. Great promotion there, and lots of goodies in those boxes, too.
Yes, and certainly want to thank everybody involved at the Agricultural Society table for getting those boxes ready. And I believe this is your last day to call in. You can go to our website and connect about the baskets. Certainly, they're a real treat. And certainly, I would encourage, if you're interested with a Mother's Day gift, there it is.
All right. And let's talk about the return of the famous bacon or sausage on a bun. It's coming back.
Absolutely. And Rob Ritz, if you're listening, I'm ready to roll with your way of making a bacon on a bun. And so, once again, you know, we're so excited, and that's become a little bit of a hallmark at the farmer's market, where we have the barbecue going, you have the fried onions going, and it's just part of the market, and so excited to bring that back. Excited to have the outside market. As you know, the outside market means that local producers are beginning to bring their spring produce. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, you know, just all the spring plants. Whether it's for the garden, just a myriad of things that are seasonal. And we know agriculture is seasonal, and we're so happy to bring those local producers back with their seasonal products.
And I'm just thinking about the farmer's market. Gosh, you know, Martin, you and I, we enjoy the farmer's market so much. Our community enjoys it so much, but we sometimes take it for granted, and we encourage someone who hasn't visited the Stratford Farmers Market on a Saturday. Do yourself a favor and enjoy.
You know, you say it well. You know, and I've talked about this many times. The Ag Society has been part of Stratford since 1841, and the market, I believe, 1844. And over the centuries, the mission has been the same, to bring quality produce to residents of our urban area. And so it doesn't fail. It continues today. So absolutely, come out, enjoy the market. Even if you're not sure you want to buy something, come in and take in the sights and sounds, mm-hmm. the flavors of the market. And yeah, we're excited to open that up again. I'm just so pumped about, you know, a number of people saying, when's that bacon on a bun coming back? And it's coming back. But that's one of many items. And once again, we're going to be inside and we're going to be outside. Mm-hmm. And that's the niceties of the spring market reopening. And that's May the 7th.
Oh, my gosh. Such a variety with the Stratford Farmers Market. And certainly with you, Martin, lots going on. It's time to saddle up.
Yes.
Is that right?
You know, I want to just a little shout out to the Stratford Saddle Club. There's information out there on Facebook. I didn't put it out there, but a person has put that out there on behalf of the Saddle Club. It's out Vivian Line. If you're interested, certainly you can reach out to me. But that's going to begin late May, and we're going to have 5 shows out at Murray Sletzhauer's location. We're going to have 5 shows, and it's going to be from leading children in on their small little animal, and right up to adults in the Western clubs. So yeah, we're looking forward to the Saddle Club restarting. And I need to talk. It's early, but we're in the great phases of the Fall Fair.
Yes, let's talk about events.
The Fall Fair will be going on this year, September the 22nd, start date, and it's got everything at this point, you know, once again, it's all relative, and we want to make sure people are safe. We were so close to a small midway last year, but we paused and said, let's do what's right for the community. And so, yes, we're well underway with a number of things, whether it's the ambassador competition, whether it's all the items in the Homecraft division or the school fair divisions. It's there. Get online and take a look. I'm so excited about the fall fair coming back in person. The Farm to You, where individuals can interact with our local, you know, what's local in our farming sector. So lots. And the theme this year, and kids, if you're listening, and moms and dads and teachers, it's a farm view in 2022, a farm view in 2022. And so lots where kids can get involved with school. I bring the message to our school children, get involved, get your items, start thinking, because they'll go in September and be part of our Homecraft division from our ladies who do an amazing job.
Oh, for sure. It's the Stratford Farmers Market. Again, the outdoor expansion of the Stratford Farmers Market is happening May 7th. Of course, the Stratford Farmers Market continues this Saturday. And let's remind people again the date for that, the fall fair.
That kicks off, and it's September the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And pretty much everything will be on site, by the market area. That will be on site, and there's so many family activities. I thank our board of directors and our fair board for their work that they're investing right now on, because you're kind of treading on, new ice, and you're not sure because of the pandemic, but we are being optimistic and saying, yes, we are going to run it. And Campbell Amusements are all in. I'm so excited to see kids and little teacups at Midway spinning around.
There you go. So much happening. Stratford and District Agricultural Society and Farmers Market, such a wonderful part of our community. Martin Rithma, thanks so much for this, Martin. Always a pleasure.
It's a blessing just to bring people up to speed with things that maybe they wouldn't think about, but I thank you for allowing me to come in and share.
You bet. We'll see you at the Farmers Market.
Take care.